You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day, and this is Steppenwolf with Born to be Wild.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
From their self-titled album, that was Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf, and you're listening to Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris.
And
the word of the day today is born.
Born, the past participle of bear. Also, adjective, existing as a result of birth, having a natural ability to do a particular job or task, perfectly suited or trained to do a particular job or task, of a thing brought into existence, existing as a result of a particular situation or feeling. And its origin is the Old English baron, to bear, which then led to the Old English boren and the English bear, which combined to form born. Chris, can we get a sentence?
Oh, I was checking a text on my phone. Does that have to be a fancy definition that includes all that stuff?
No, it can just be a sentence. Like anything. I'm not picky.
Or not.
My favorite movies are The Bourne Legacy.
Bourne Trilogy. But, you know.
Whatever. I guess it... I mean, it could be... It could be just watching The Bourne Legacy a bunch of times.
My favorite movies are The Bourne Legacy.
Bourne Identity is the best.
Bourne Identity is amazing.
Yeah,
you could say my favorite movie is The Bourne Identity.
My favorite thing about it is it takes place in the early 2000s, and the phones are huge.
I just like Matt Damon.
It's well, like it's also, like in yeah. Seinfeld whenever they have car phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, someone did a study of all the episodes of Seinfeld and discovered that every episode would have just been solved with a cell phone.
Not every episode.
Pretty much.
Soup Nazi.
Okay, true.
Yeah, that's just you making the majority that mistake. Of them. Or the...
Or like
the
they might have said majority
the
of.
Junior Mint episode.
Or, you cannot solve that with a phone.
Majority of.
Or the one where it's like the one with the, yada yada yada.
Yeah, or the Keith Hernandez one.
Yeah.
Keith Hernandez 2, actually, because that's a double episode.
The Maestro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of these.
A lot of predicaments.
Yeah, you can't just
walk. Or the one where George eats the Twinkie out of the trash.
Yeah. You just can't waltz in here, Zach, and make an overarching statement like that and expect Chris and I to.
A lot.
Yeah, we will call you out.
Yeah, and we did call you out.
There are so many ones that are just based off of miscommunication.
Okay, granted there are many, however not all.
You know, like sometimes Kramer will just like walk in and leave, and it's like, okay, now no one's going to talk to him for the rest of the day.
It's like his Spandau Ballet singing their song, Communication. Communication let me down, now I'm left here.
I don't know.
Yeah. The 90s
it's an interesting look into like life without phones, because it's like, okay, you talk to someone.
So it's a Tale of Two Cities, but or any book any book from that time is an interesting look into life without phones because
like
they didn't have phones.
Magic Treehouse.
I'm talking.
They do not have phones. In
anything.
That's true. They don't have phones in Magic Treehouse.
Anything. Happy Days. They didn't have phones. Oh, it's really interesting.
Because when, like,
I don't know.
The little
I think
sister
it, well,
inevitably, like, gets lost in, like, feudal China or something, it helps to have a phone for
Fair
all
enough.
Sorts of reasons.
Also, this episode is dedicated to the first announced, or slightly announced, Spring Fling performer.
More leaked
Borns.
Than anything else.
Leak.
But Borns.
Where's the
so
leak,
we're doing,
ma'am?
We're doing
Where's
Borns.
The leak, ma'am?
And continuing with things about Borns. We'll play another song.
See, when this first came out, I thought Bourne was the headliner, and I was like, God, what the hell?
He probably won't be.
I'm down for it.
We'll see.
I'm down.
We'll see. So, Zach, we have a song up next by Muse, right?
Correct. This is Newborn by Muse.
To the world. Wonderland, like a born again teen. Got a heartbeat like we're only 16.
That was Lucius with Born Again Teen, and once again, this is Word of the Day. So, Chris, describe your birth.
Well, once the stork dropped me off at my parents' house, then my parents were like, cool. I mean, I don't know. How do I describe my birth?
No, that was what I expected.
You were the third, so it was probably easy. Just saying.
Yeah, it's like a machine once Chris was around.
Like, my mom was like texting. This is also in the 90s.
Like she was texting on her huge phone.
Huge cell phone.
And like and in was, the other was, hand, you know, she extended her other hand, and the stork just dropped Chris off like without even stopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like one of those really bad delivery guys who just kind of like throws the package onto the ground without getting out of the car. You know.
Do you mean like a?
That's how you were dropped off.
Oh, okay, because when you said delivery, okay, long story short, someone from my high school changed their profile picture to, you remember Coney 2012, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. but they changed it to Conan 2012 and was like, throwback, and...
Throwback, yeah. Social justice cases.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why was it bad again?
Why was Kony 2012
because
bad?
Kony was using a lot of child soldiers, and people thought, oh, our activism, like,
raising money organizers. For this.
Why were the organizers?
Oh, because one guy like had a mental breakdown and publicly masturbated in Los Angeles.
Been there.
Also, the campaign kind of just...
San Francisco, according to producer Dan, not Los Angeles.
No, it was San Diego.
Okay.
Hence the South Park song, Jackin' It in San Diego.
Split the difference. And you weren't closer, Danny. Geographically, I'm closer.
Yeah, that's true. Geographically, Charlie was closer. But you got the San, which is good. And also, the Kony 2012 campaign kind of ignored blatant, realism. Yeah. It was just like, we're going to get rid of this guy in the next 6 months. It's like, that's not really something.
Yeah,
like
there
happened.
Was a big and Kony 2012 push in my school. They actually came to. They organized like some representatives to come and talk to us.
Yeah,
even after
Invisible
the guy's breakdown.
Invisible Children as a charity, which were the ones that organized this and the ones that they were saying to donate to, are one of those charities where only 40% of donations actually go into the campaign, and the other 60% go into the pockets of the people in the charity. So it's just overall not a good campaign.
And it was never going to be how we were going to stop Kony.
Exactly. There was a push in my school for about 2 days, and then everyone got over it.
It lasted a lot longer than 2 days in my school. It was an interesting time for all involved.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a viral campaign of charity, and it lasted for about 2 days with the people that cared, you know.
Well, that's your school.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of viral marketing, you know. It really hits with the lower classes, and then they forget about it, you know.
Plus, you're also just, like, very, like, negative and sulky, so that might influence your perspective.
Word.
Well, yeah, but, like, no one talked about it after the first 2 days. Like, everyone watched the video, and then like, everyone stopped. No one cared anymore.
Yeah. So, Zach, your birth.
My sister was a preemie.
The stork dropped off an Asian baby by mistake?
Yes.
Oh!
My grandma has openly said that. She's like, you sure you got the right baby? You're not an Asian baby. You're a Mexico baby.
A Mexico baby?
Because I eat so much Mexican food. Yeah,
no,
she said Mexico
she
baby.
She calls it a Mexico baby?
Yeah, she was speaking kind of off the cuff. I love her.
I love her accent.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's adorable.
It's fantastic. Chris has met my grandmother and my mom.
Accents.
And my dad. Met my dad.
Yeah, he likes me because we're not supposed to talk about politics. So
yeah, I don't want to register
that. You know
that.
Why.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about politics. You're not allowed to talk about like specific political things, I think.
Yeah, that's what was going to happen if you talk about politics.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now there's going to be like protesters who are like,
this is wrong.
This isn't politically correct.
I was listening to this radio show at 7:21 in the morning, and they were talking about politics, and I feel offended.
Well, people are driving to their jobs, doing whatever people do in Massachusetts.
I mean, did you hear the did you hear about the big scandal at Emory?
Was it a big scandal or a quote big scandal?
It was just a kind of stupid scandal because some people wrote Trump 2016 in chalk on the pavement, and suddenly the entire Emory campus broke down.
Yeah, someone said that they couldn't function, and they're bringing in counselors.
Yeah.
Because someone's a Trump supporter.
Because college students.
Sorry, what's that?
Yeah, we had that person who put the Make America Great Again window clean.
That was ironic.
Wrong. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No way that wasn't ironic.
Yeah,
I think there are some
America
legit Trump supporters.
No,
here,
there probably are, but that
there's
person,
like, I don't
just
care.
Closeted about it.
Yeah, it's like we moved from closet Republicans. The Republicans are making themselves known in the way that they weren't necessarily first semester. And now it's the Trump supporters who can be closeted.
Yeah. I'd like to think the majority of Tufts Republicans are ones that actually stand for the integrity of the Republican Party and aren't going to vote for Trump.
Producer right. Danny, you're I like your roommate. He's a cool Republican.
Yeah, agreed.
He said that he respected me once, and I was so flattered.
Hey, Republicans were born too. Just
yeah,
saying.
From the
bringing
fire
it all full circle.
That's arguable.
I'm immortal. I was never.
What's that, producer?
Producer Danny?
Danny
says he's immortal.
Producer
and was
Danny,
never
there's
born.
A spare
yeah, Danny,
mic.
Just get on the mic.
Yeah, just get on the mic.
I just want to say, being immortal doesn't necessarily mean you weren't born. Even like Achilles was born. He was only immortalized when his mother dipped him into the river Styx.
Yeah, but so. That's because he was made immortal. If Danny was just always immortal,
Zeus is immortal. Zeus was born.
Yeah, by a Titan.
Please, like, Danny, just come to the microphone.
Do you know about Kronos' birth?
Kronos, no, he wasn't born, was he?
Exactly.
Okay, but I'm saying there are immortals who are born, so saying that you're immortal doesn't necessarily mean that you're without birth.
Yeah, but he could be in one category of immortal.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't specify that. It's like saying, I'm a rectangle, so therefore I'm a square.
I am a rectangle.
I am also a rectangle.
No, you're not.
That's true.
I'm a triangle. You're just deluding yourself.
I'm very much a triangle.
You're some sort of, like, weird...
polygon.
Isosceles triangle.
Maybe I'm a polyhedron. Maybe I'm just that deep.
This is Hank Williams with Born to Boogie.
Well, my mama met my daddy down in Alabama. They tied the knot, so here I am. Born on the bayou on the Texas line. Loved in Louisiana, raised on Jambalaya. Well, before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. Didn't take me long to learn it. I was born to boogie. When I was 18, I went to Hollywood. I met Elvis and Marilyn and Johnny B. Good. Got my guitar painted as a California sun. A red Cadillac having too much fun. Now we were playing them halls and jamming them, and we moved it all over to MGM. They said, this is the boy we've been telling you about. He lit a cigar and he stuck his hand out. He said, son, have we got a deal for you? I'm gonna make you a star, give you 50,000 too. I told him my mama didn't raise no fool. I'll take your money, I'll make you move it. I can tell you right now, I was born to boogie.
That was Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And Zach, what's the best birthday party you ever had? Go.
Oh, that would
Or not best, most exciting for radio.
Most exciting for radio.
Can I talk about my excursion to the Baltimore Aquarium for my 18th birthday?
Oh, you definitely can, because Zach's a loser and can't come up with anything.
Yeah, I'd say the I was never a birthday party person. My parents and I get hibachi every year, which is great.
Oh, cute.
That's what's hibachi?
I love hibachi. Japanese steakhouse cooking. Yeah.
You know, when they toss like vegetables into your mouth and they have a volcano of onions.
It's amazing. It's the best type of food there is.
Yes,
it's the best type of food there is.
So, aquarium. Danny? Oh, it doesn't have anything important.
Unpaid intern Danny.
Unpaid intern Danny, that's right.
Yeah, you gotta remember the demotion.
Right, we demoted him. Not just to intern, but to unpaid intern.
I always thought that that was kind of given, automatically.
No, both of my sisters had internships, so they were paid for it. It was kind of awesome.
Okay,
and it's great to prove that I'm going to be the unsuccessful child. We talk about it a lot. Or like how I'm going to live in their basement.
So this aquarium.
Right. Okay. Baltimore Aquarium. I tried to get in a fight with a shark. It was awesome.
What's I feel like the glass would make that hard, right?
Was it
one of the petting things?
Well, no, it was like
those are really glass. Those are really cool, by the way, when
and
you can like
unsanitary.
Touch them.
Unsanitary.
I don't care about sanitation.
I know, but I don't want to get some starfish.
I want to lick me some starfish, Chris.
Gross. I want to French kiss a crab.
I did.
You know those, like, not hermit crabs, but like...
Chris, respect my sexual orientation, please.
Are you crab?
I'm sexually attracted to crabs and attack helicopters.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting... I mean, attack helicopters I can understand, but...
Have you read that...
Don't forget, have you read that copypasta?
What's a copy pasta?
Oh, it's like this internet thing. I'll show you after. There's like this whole thing about being attracted to attack helicopters, and it's very funny.
Big money, big women, big fun.
So yeah, Baltimore Aquarium, you tried to fight with a shark.
Yes.
Friends were there?
Yes.
What did they think? Did they want to back you up?
No, they were like, let's just let him do this. Like,
how?
That seems like something that you would just...
How would you have fought with a shark?
I feel like you're focusing less on the why and more on the how.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. So, but like, it was kind of being a jerk about it. Like, it was looking at me weird.
Wait.
With its eyes.
I feel like focusing on the how isn't exactly good either, because I feel like how you're going to fight a shark.
It was weird, and it was like
the answer
is
badly.
The stank eye. I was like, "Do you want to fight me?" And I was like,
"No, no,
I do
no."
Now.
I get that. I understand the reason why. What I don't get is the how.
Hmm?
How were you going to fight this shark?
How would I have not fought?
It was like
shark?
A Cold War style.
No. Like physically, how?
Well, it started
with his hands.
It started off with brute aggression. Through this water.
All you have to do is break the glass.
And I was like, I'm gonna make shark fin soup out you. You know, like as you do for arguing with
naturally.
Sharks.
Naturally.
Obviously. And then I was like, don't you walk away from me. And then I was following it and yelling at it. And I believe I interrupted a field trip. Because I was yelling at this shark. Sorry, what's that? Unpaid intern Danny? That's right. Your opinion doesn't matter because you're an intern.
You know what, Chris? That's just very typical of you. I would have... If someone was going
to
have that story, it would be you. Well, on a birthday party to an aquarium for your 18th birthday.
I can imagine Chris breaking up through the middle of this... Breaking through the middle of this line of small children just to run at this shark at full speed in an attempt to break the glass and drown.
Yeah.
It was more like an aggressive walk, like a walk with a purpose.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. That's even worse. Like, you're walking with purpose through this crowd of children, and you're just pushing the children aside.
Like, yelling
and saying,
at a shark.
Get out of here, small children, I have a vendetta.
You know, maybe you were just born that way. You know who else was born that way?
Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Lady Gaga
this
was
is,
also born
this
that
is
way.
Born that born way, terrible. Or born this way, whichever one, by Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M- put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That was Lady Gaga with Born This Way. And Chris, you have something for us?
Oh, right. Okay, I just closed the binder.
Why?
Oh, because I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Okay.
Acceptable.
Yep. Okay, let me just put on my glasses that I don't need to read.
Oh, I'm Chris, and I need my glasses to read. I mean...
My name's Charlie, and I also need glasses to read.
I can't see without my glasses. No,
you're the biggest hypocrite
of Kentucky. I could read without my glasses.
I can also read without my glasses. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I can read without my glasses.
No glasses, no problem.
I'm mad.
Yeah, no one cares.
Nearsighted.
Oh,
also,
lucky.
You're the one with reading glasses, so...
I do, that's because...
Yeah, get off your high
No,
horse.
That's because these are too intense. The reading glasses are, like, much less severe, so I don't get eye strain.
My name's Charlie, and I'm worried about eye strain.
Have you gotten eye strain? It's really annoying.
It is kind of
annoying. Well, bless my britches. Lord knows
I don't want to get that eye strain.
All right, this PSA.
All right. Art gallery.
Can we get art noises?
That was you.
Turn your phone off.
Yeah, put it on vibrate.
R2.
What does unpaid intern Danny want? It's in the group chat.
He says that he can
read without his glasses.
Hey, producer Danny, you're an intern. Your opinion doesn't matter. Oh.
PSA.
Okay, PSA. Yeah.
Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art...
Art?
Yeah, it's about art.
Art.
You call those art noises?
Okay, just do it.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse.
Discourse.
The exhibition and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully acceptable.
Acceptable.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Art Table Center. Avenue on the Somerville Table / Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, to just search on the web, Tufts University Art Gallery. Art. That's Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518. That's 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And if you're there, be sure to hit up our girl Cecilia.
If you should hit up the queen of the art gallery. Her name is Cecilia
Rodriguez.
Cecilia Rodriguez. The queen of the art
gallery. Probably sitting at a desk somewhere, hating her job.
She's probably somewhere running this entire operation, being
from her bed asleep.
From her bed asleep, being punctual to work all the time. Shout out to Cecilia Rodriguez. You know who you are.
Did I tell you about my friend who works at the Jack Kerouac Museum?
Does he have a head and does it talk?
Yes. Yes, it does, actually. You know what? That reminds me of something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
This is Born Under Punches by the Talking Heads.
Take a look at these hands. Take a look at these hands. I don't have to mention it. No thanks. I'm a government man.
Drop the ball.
We didn't know how long this one was.
So we're just going to talk over it because I'm a wizard on the soundboard.
It's not that bad, I mean, as the song goes. I don't really like the Killers that much, but this is actually a lot better.
My brother was saying how he thinks Hot Fuss is one of the greatest albums ever created. And I said to him, I have to listen to it and I'll figure that out for myself because I've never fully listened to it. But I said to him, listen to London Calling and get back to me.
Yeah, listen to London Calling, listen to Exile on Main Street, listen to... I mean, there are a lot of others that I think are great, but...
Yeah, Sergeant,
I would say,
Sergeant
I'd say
Pepper.
Talking Heads. Oh my god, Sergeant Pepper. Amazing. Yeah, this is a lot better than what I thought the Killers were. One of my friends went through a really big Killers phase in high school, and I was like, really? The people that made that one song? Yeah, they actually sound pretty good.
Sorry, what? I'm here. Okay, what are we talking about? What are we dishing?
Oh, it's interesting that our Bourne playlist is almost ending with the Killers.
Is it?
Kind of goes full circle. Yeah.
How long is Bourne to Run?
Oh, spoiler alert, everyone. The next song is Bourne to Run. Hold on. I need to make space on my Spotify.
That walk sign is on sign outside.
Walk sign
is so loud.
Walk sign.
When I was at a summer program in Oregon.
Sorry, you were where?
Oregon.
Oregon.
And the walk sign was on. It kept me up because it would be like Siskiyou Boulevard now crossing. Siskiyou Boulevard now crossing.
I'd have to jump in front of a train if that was my life for the summer.
What we do for the deaf.
And I could hear it count down.
Did it count down in English?
Yeah.
Because that is just a... That is culturally insensitive.
How long is it?
How long is Born to Run? It's 4.5 minutes, so...
Okay, this has been Word of the Day on WMFO in Medford. I've been Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris.
Thanks for listening to our Born playlist dedicated to the artist Borns.
With the weird O thing.
Yes.
This is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen.
Show.